With the April 15th deadline for submissions fast approaching, this year's fourth Middle Coast Film Festival is taking shape. Launched in 2014 by founders Jess Lewandowski and Chelsea Sanders, the fest brings independent movies from around the world to Bloomington, and it shows the world what Bloomington filmmakers can do. Programmer Lewandowski and business manager Jess Reed talk about movies, stage plays, and 30 Rock's Liz Lemon as a role model as they join Michael Glab on this week's edition of Big Talk.
Hi, this is Big Talk. Michael Glab here. My guests this week. It's a Jess Fest. Jess Lewandowski.
Howdy.
Jess Reed. Now, they're both involved with the Middle Coast Film Festival. Jess Lewandowski is one of the co-founders.
Yep.
Along with Chelsea Sanders. Jess Reed is the administrative director of the film festival. What does that mean? What do you do?
Basically anything business related, finance,
You pay
grants.
The bills?
Yes.
She makes us legitimate.
This is going to be the fourth festival.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Coming up. Where is this going to be held? Jess Reed.
We have three screening venues. So the Bus Kirkshunley Theater is one. The John Waldron Fire Bay, John Waldron Arts Center Fire Bay, and the auditorium.
What is the Middle Coast Film Festival?
It's Bloomington's first international film festival. It means that we're on par with a Sundance Film Festival or South by Southwest or Telluride or the Maryland Film Festival. We recruit filmmakers from all over to screen their films here and get our audience excited about filmmaking in the Midwest and all that good stuff. And we also are really focused on attracting independent filmmakers that do things outside of the box, that work outside of studio systems. So we want those scrappy filmmakers.
And you know what the heck you're talking about when it comes to films, because you're a filmmaker yourself, a filmmaker and a producer. Mm-hmm. Now, I understand you've done more than 75 shorts and commercials.
Yeah, when I lived here in Bloomington, I owned a business that did commercial branding projects for companies, and that's how I got into filmmaking. My husband's a cinematographer, and I started producing his project.
Jess Reed, what came first, friendship or the fest?
The friendship came first. We became friends. It was like 2008, maybe. We met at the Alley Bar.
Yeah.
Jess showed up with mutual friends, and we hit it off.
Yep.
And you two have all these tie-ins. Now, I should point out that Jess is the managing director at Bloomington Playwrights Project, and you're both involved with things going on in the Adirondacks.
Yep.
Yes.
What's going on in the Adirondacks? Who wants to take that?
Well, that's Jess Reed's fault.
So my boss at BPP, Chad Rabinowitz, during the summer runs another new play festival, Adirondack Theater Festival. And last year, or I guess it was after Middle Coast 2015, he thought about starting a film festival in Glens Falls, New York. He thought they had the right audience for it. It was something the town would love. It's a much smaller town than Bloomington. And came to us and said, what if I did this in Glens Falls in October? So we,
said yes.
And the first festival there, AFF, was this past October. So we're doing it again this year.
It's so much fun. That's why we want people to come to the fest, because it's just 2 or 3 days of nonstop electricity, talking about the arts and... Because film encompasses so much of life, so it feels good to be around people that are from so many different, have so many different perspectives.
Jess Lewandowski, I want to talk about women making movies. Don't you?
I think there needs to be less talking and more just start hiring women. And that's what I've started a few production companies with my female colleagues, and I've never encountered a problem on set, but that's because of the sets I choose to work on. I don't encounter misogyny on set in anything I'm involved with. I don't know. I think it's just actions speak louder than words. Promoting projects like the films we choose to showcase here at Middle Coast, we make sure we do a little digging in the back end to make sure they're like ethically up to code with what we want. We try, our programming is split down the middle with gender. Instead of being called women in film, I just want to be called a filmmaker because that's what I am.
Why film? How did you get involved in it?
Well, I was the latchkey kid, and so that's what I did after school. And my husband and I, the way we fell in love was through, it sounds nerdy, but Wong Kar-wai movies and film noir. And like we both had a mutual appreciation for it. And we were both like, this is a person that will listen to me talk about movies endlessly. And that's what it's been.
I saw a quote from you.
From me.
I act like Liz Lemon. Let's point out Liz Lemon is the character from 30 Rock, played by Tina Fey.
Oh, she's incredibly awkward. She's inappropriate. But she also is very hardworking and loves her job. She says nerds a lot. I don't know. She eats disgusting food. I do that. Oftentimes, she's the only female on set. And it's just sort of, I fall into the role as like mom often. I'm caring for not only like tasks, but also people's like emotional well-being on set. That's kind of what happens to you as a producer.
Jess Reed, you're both in theater, legitimate theater, I should say, and film. What would you rather do? Go to see a stage play or go to a movie?
A play.
Really? Why?
Mm-hmm. I like live. I like the aspect of live theater more. I can see a movie at my house.
Yeah.
Even though I love the IU Cinema and I love the experience and it's a beautiful theater and I like getting out to do that and seeing things on a big screen, but it's something I can do at home also. So yeah, I like the aspect of live theater. And working in live theater, it's nerve-wracking when something goes wrong. But that's the beauty of it when things go right or when something goes wrong and you fix it or you pull it off and the audience doesn't know or they see that something's gone wrong, but they can appreciate, well, it's live every night. So there's a reward at the end of the night for, you know, we did this.
This will be the fourth iteration of Middle Coast Film Festival. Now, Jess Lewandowski is the programmer for that and the Adirondack Film Festival. She's involved there,
and
too.
And I'm also helping out with Indie Film Fest and this other festival in Michigan called Hell's Half Mile. It all makes it's a one-stop shop. Filmmakers can come to me and get five festivals. So I'm trying to make myself as desirable as possible to these people.
The dates for the Middle Coast Film Festival 2017 will be August 10th and 12th. My guests, Jess Lewandowski and Jess Reed, thanks for joining us on Big Talk this week.
Thanks for having us.
Jess Fest.
And we remind you that you can hear that episode of Big Talk and all episodes of Big Talk with Michael Glab at WFHB.org.